This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, legislation to start a federal investigation into government-run boarding schools is stuck in Congress, prompting a Native leader to ask Wisconsin lawmakers for help. And President Trump's federal funding freezes are having a chilling effect on Alaskan projects. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Final okay is stalled in Congress on a bill setting up the Truth and Healing Commission for Indian Boarding School Policies. This week, a tribal leader in Wisconsin asked state legislators for help in getting that measure passed. Chuck Kornbach of Station WUWM reports. Insert Kornbach spot here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Alaska experts on energy, housing, and infrastructure say billions of dollars in limbo from President Trump's federal funding freezes are affecting local projects like heat pump distribution and building infrastructure to protect against storm surges and tsunamis. Representatives from Alaska-based organizations held a joint press conference last week. They said more than $5 billion are at risk from the bipartisan infrastructure law and over $720 million from the Inflation Reduction Act. Those numbers are a moving target, given some programs have been frozen and unfrozen irregularly. Tashina Duddle works at Deerstone Consulting, which supports tribal energy infrastructure projects across Alaska. She says many grants that are now frozen were for projects to prevent shore erosion and stabilize villages against permafrost melt and flooding. One program through the Bureau of Indian Affairs supports tribally-led climate adaptation. It's allocated $72 million in funding for nearly 40 Alaskan tribal projects, but is now on pause. Insert freeze cut here. And coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Duddle adds that the projects also create crucial economic opportunities in rural communities, like construction jobs. Agencies are unsure what projects will be able to move forward and what spending will be reimbursed. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.